Shalom, brethren, Shabbat Shalom, and Chag Sameach, Lashana Tova, happy, Lashana Tova Umetuka, a very happy new year to you all. We wish you all a sweet new year ahead. This, we are now in the new Hebrew year, within this millennium, the sixth millennium. Hallelujah. And we are close to the year 7,000. Hallelujah. The millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach is not far from now. So we are the last generation on earth that Yahushua HaMashiach talks about in Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach. And Ruach HaKodesh. Amen. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, the train of His robe fills the temple with joy, glory. And the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with His glory. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, the train of His robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with His glory. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent Your word and You healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord, You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent Your word and You healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent Your word and You healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Amen. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, let's read about the sixth day of creation in the Legends of the Jews, section 1, part 1, from verse 55. Now, this is quite a long section. I may end up doing it in two parts, but let's see how it goes. As the fish were formed out of water and the birds out of boggy earth, well mixed with water, so the mammals were formed out of solid earth. So as the fish were formed out of water and the birds out of boggy earth, well mixed with water, So the mammals were formed out of the solid earth. And as a leviathan is the most notable representative of the fish kind and the Z's of the bird kind, so behemoth is the most notable representative of the mammal kind. Amen in Yahusha's name. So you can see that the way in which this chapter, this particular part of the Bible has begun, is they expect you to have read Genesis chapter 1, 24 to 31. They expect you to have that background knowledge, that you know that from day 5 the fish were formed out of the birds were formed, and then on the 6th day animals were formed. So they are trying to make us understand what material Yahweh used to make the birds of the air, the fishes of the water, and also the animals, or the land animals basically. And for each animal that he made, he ensured that there is a notable one, you know, the one that is the king of them all in terms of size. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. There's something else I was going to say, but I've forgotten what it is. Okay, I wanted to look up the word bogi. Okay, the word bogi means wet, muddy, too wet and muddy to be easily walked on, or mushy. So basically, mushy is the synonym. Okay, let's carry on now. Behemoth matches Leviathan in strength, as we learned on the day 5, and he had to be prevented, like Leviathan, from multiplying and increasing, else the world could not have increased. Sorry, else the world could not have continued to exist. So let's carry on. So Yahweh is letting us know in advance. He's letting us know here that he had to control the breeding abilities of the behemoth creature, just like he did with the Leviathan. But with the Leviathan, he killed the female. With the behemoth, it's different. Let's continue reading. Okay, so from multiplying and increasing, behemoth matches Leviathan in strength, and he had to be prevented, like Leviathan, from multiplying and increasing, else the world could not have continued to exist after Yah had created him male and female. He at once deprived him of the desire to propagate his kind. He is so monstrous that he requires the produce of 1,000 mountains for his daily food. 1,000 mountains, brethren. 1,000 mountains. All the water that flows through the bed of the Jordan River in a year suffices him exactly for one gulp, just one gulp. It therefore was necessary to give him one stream entirely for his own use, a stream flowing forth from paradise called Yubal. Behemoth too is destined to be served to the pious as an appetizing dainty. But before they enjoy his flesh, they will be permitted to view the mortal combat between Leviathan and Behemoth as a reward for having denied themselves the pleasures of the circus and its gladiatorial contests. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. This is interesting. So I was right that the behemoth and the leviathan are going to get into combat, and afterwards somehow their flesh will be killed and a meal will be made out of it. That is the plan of Yahweh. Hallelujah. But before they get into combat, Yahweh will allow the angels to get into combat with the Leviathan first and foremost. and the angels will fail. And even though they'll try to kill it to make a dish out of it, but it won't be possible. Which means Yahweh, at the end of it all, will have to be the one that will kill the behemoth and the Leviathan. So Leviathan, Ziz, and Behemoth are not the only monsters. There are others and marvelous ones like the Rim. So the Rim is, as we learned during the death of the Queen Elizabeth II of UK, Canada, Australia, that the Rim, or Re'em, is the, what do they call it? The unicorn. Is the unicorn, and of all creatures in the whole world, the Scottish people chose to make the unicorn their representative animal. The Welsh chose the dragon. The English chose the lion. And the Scottish chose the unicorn, the Re'em. So let's continue reading. I didn't know the unicorn is this big, but now I remember because David encountered it and nearly lost his life. Leviathan, no wonder we don't see them in this day and age. They are like horses, though, with one horn at the front. Leviathan, Ziz, and Behemoth are not the only monsters. There are many others and marvelous ones, like the Re'em, a giant animal of which only one couple, male and female, is in existence. So you can see Yahweh is letting us know why we don't see the unicorns all over the place. And anyhow, the fallen angels know these things. That is why many people you meet will tell you that there's no such thing as a unicorn. It's an animal that doesn't exist. But these fallen angels, they introduce things to us in this world, and they make us still think that it's mysterious. But in actual fact, these things do exist. It's because they have existed for a very long time, and they know more than us. While we're in the flesh, they know more than us. So anyway, let's continue reading. Yahweh, had there been more Re'ems or unicorns, the world could hardly have maintained itself against them. The act of copulation occurs but once in 70 years between them. 70. For Yah has so ordered it that the male and female Re'em are at opposite ends of the earth, the one in the east and the other in the west. The act of copulation results in the death of the male. He is bitten by the female and dies of the bite. The female becomes pregnant and remains in this state for no less than 12 years. So it takes 12 years for the child inside a womb to grow. At the end of this long period, she gives birth to twins, a male and a female. The year preceding her delivery, she is not able to move. She would die of hunger, were it not that her own spittle flowing copiously from her mouth waters and fructifies the earth near her. So fructifies, makes the earth where she is fruitful. Hallelujah. That's amazing. Hallelujah. So it makes it fruitful. It makes plants to grow so she can eat and be able to drink water, and causes it to bring forth enough for her maintenance for the whole year. For a whole year, the animal can but roll from side to side until finally her belly bursts and the twins issue forth. Their appearance is thus the signal for the death of the mother Rim. So it's the appearance of the twin Re'em that makes the mother Re'em die. That's very interesting. She makes room for the new generation, which in turn is destined to suffer the same fate as the generation that went before. Immediately after her birth, the one goes eastward and the other westward to meet only after the lapse of 70 years, propagate themselves and perish. A traveler who once saw a Re'em one day old Re'em described its height to be 4 parasangs and the length of its head 1 parasang and a half. So a parasang is considered to be 4 miles or 6 kilometers. That's a parasang, and they're saying it's a historical Iranian unit of counting distance. So 4 miles is quite a big distance. If a baby Re'em is 4, you know, in terms of their height, is 4 parasangs. That's 4 times 4, which is 16 miles. 16 miles. 1 parasang and a half, so approximately, let me see. If 1 parasang is 4 miles, and half is 2, so 6 miles, that's how big their head is. And then the horns measure to 100 ells, I don't know what that is, and their height is a great deal more. Hallelujah. Their height is a great deal more. Just that is a baby one, so imagine what they look like by 70 brethren, by year 70. So ells is a formal measure of length equivalent to 6 hand breadths, used mainly to textiles, locally variable but typically about 45 inches in England and 37 inches in Scotland. I don't know why it's different in Scotland. All right, let's carry on. One of the most remarkable creatures, this is verse 57. One of the most remarkable creatures is the man of the mountain, Adne Sade, or briefly Adam. So Adam is known as the man of the mountain. The man of the mountain. The man of the mountain. Adne Sade. Adne Sade. The man of the mountain. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. His form is exactly that of a human being, but he is fastened to the ground by means of a navel string, upon which his life depends. The cord once snapped, he dies. This animal keeps himself alive with what is produced by the soil around about him, as far as his tether permits him to crawl. No creature may venture to approach within the radius of his cord